KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly cloudy. We're at 21 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high near 30. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. In the news this morning, a traffic stop Sunday in the vicinity of 7th Avenue and 3rd Street in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of one woman and a citation for another. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says 19-year-old Bradley Elizabeth Wilms of Newmarket was taken into custody for OWI first offense. Her bond was set at $1,000. During the same incident, 18-year-old Jordan Elaine Figgins of Villisca was cited for possession of alcohol under the age of 21. Figgins was released from the scene with that citation. A Sioux City man is being held in a Western Iowa jail accused of stealing two pickup trucks from two different farms this past weekend. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
39-year-old Jamie Powell of Sioux City has been charged with two counts of motor vehicle theft, and more charges may be filed, according to the Monona County Sheriff's Office. He was caught in Sioux City with one of the pickups. The other was found wrecked by officers investigating a hit-and-run accident involving a motorcycle and a pickup that happened on Interstate 29 shortly before 2 a.m. Sunday. According to Monona County Sheriff's Office, the driver of the pickup left the scene, stole a pickup from a farm, wrecked it, then went to another farm and stole a different pickup. Powell is being held in the Monona County Jail in Ottawa. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Police in Council Bluffs responded at around 1:30 a.m. Sunday to a shooting that took place at the Woodbury Pines Apartments at 530 Woodbury Avenue, where a man had possibly been shot in the leg with a shotgun. When officers arrived, they found the victim lying in a parking lot with a wound to his leg. The victim was transported to a local hospital in stable condition. No other persons were injured during the incident, and authorities say the suspect remains unknown. Anyone with information that was in the area of the time of the incident is encouraged to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department Criminal Investigations Division at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. Red Oak Police report the arrest at around 10:15 p.m. Saturday of 33-year-old Joshua Kenneth Wolcott from Red Oak. He was taken into custody and charged with domestic abuse assault first offense by impeding airflow and interference with official acts. Wolcott was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. An official at the Council Bluffs Police Department reports one person died in a single vehicle accident late Saturday morning. According to Lieutenant Mark Galvin, emergency crews responded at around 10:15 a.m. to I-480 eastbound at Exit 0 to investigate a report of a single vehicle accident that was off the roadway. The vehicle had left the roadway for unknown reasons and came to rest against a tree. The driver and lone occupant of the vehicle, 50-year-old Stephen Johnson of Omaha, died at the scene. The accident was turned over to the Council Bluffs Police Department Special Operations Unit for further investigation. Authorities are asking anyone who may have witnessed the crash to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department Special Ops Unit at 712-328-4948. An Iowa man has been sentenced to life in prison for killing his grandfather in our grandmother, that is, in 2018. District Judge Zachary Hinman sentenced Elliot Stowe last week in connection with the beating death of 66-year-old Cheryl Stowe at her home in rural Castaigna in June of 2018. Stowe declined to address the court before he received the mandatory sentence for first-degree murder. Prosecutors say Cheryl Stowe's body was found wrapped in a rug and duct-taped at the end of a cornfield near her home on June 27th of 2018, a day after her supervisor had asked authorities to check on the woman. Casinos in western Iowa will have some competition in the near future after Nebraska voters approved gambling legislation in November. Iowa Racing and Gaming Administrator Brian Orilko said there are still many unknowns.
There's no question that the authorization of gambling in Nebraska will have an impact on the markets in Council Bluffs and in Sioux City. And so the operators are watching very closely.
He says Iowa casinos will know more once gambling details are worked out in the Nebraska market.
What specifically is permitted in the state and what those facilities will look like in terms of size and scope.
Orilko says the new casinos always get the attention.
That Council Bluffs market is the largest market in terms of overall volume in Iowa, and it, I think most people in the industry do believe that it will have some impact in Iowa. And just typically when there is new competition, you know, we'll see folks that will try those facilities. And then at the end of the day, customers will go to either where they feel the most comfortable, what is more convenient in terms of proximity.
He says the key for Iowa's casinos is to take steps to hold the customers from across the border, and they are working on that.
Many of the facilities in Iowa are looking at, you know, potentially, you know, different capital projects that will keep their facilities fresh and able to compete.
Orilco said this is somewhat similar to the way casinos on the eastern border had to make changes to meet the increased competition from Illinois. In the funeral announcements, Janet Elaine Bramer, age 79, of Atlantic, died Thursday at CCMH. Funeral services for Janet Bramer will be today at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Carol Bruck, age 95, of Manila, died Thursday at Manila Manor. A massive Christian burial for Carol Bruck will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. The funeral will be live streamed on the Paulie Jones funeral page. Marilyn K. Newell, age 75, of Gray, died Monday. Graveside services for Marilyn Newell will be today at 11 o'clock at the Gray Cemetery. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. You're asked to wear a mask to that service. Bonnie Sherman, age 71, of Adair, died Tuesday at Iowa Lutheran in Des Moines. Funeral services for Bonnie Sherman will be today at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. Masks and social distancing are required and to be practiced as well. Dayton Simpson, age 78, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Visitation will take place from noon until 5 p.m. today at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. A private funeral and Masonic service for Dayton Simpson will be held. Joe C. Pennington, age 70, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Bergen Mercy Hospital. Memorial services for Joe Pennington will be today at 1 o'clock at Fresh Encounter in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Donna Leonard, age 89, of Persia, died Thursday. Funeral services for Donna Leonard will be today at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Francis Kastner, age 96, of Yale, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Services for Francis Kastner will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Liddell Hansen, age 88, of Manila, died December 25th at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Liddell Hansen will be Thursday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Alvin Al Storson, age 78, of Panora, died Saturday in Des Moines. Services for Al Storson will be on Thursday at 1 o'clock at St. Thomas Lutheran Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Jeffrey Feltner, age 54, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Jeffrey Feltner will be at a later date in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. Marion Sint, age 78, of Oakland, died Wednesday in Arizona. Services for Marion Sint are pending with the reconvened funeral home in Oakland. Milton Mueller, age 90, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Walnut, died Thursday. Services for Milton Mueller are pending with the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.